Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2023. Today is Friday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob loved Joseph more than any other of his children, because Joseph was the son of Jacob's old age. Jacob had made him a long robe with sleeves, but when Joseph's brothers saw it, that their father loved Joseph more than all of them, they hated Joseph and could not speak peaceably to him. One day Joseph went after his brothers, and when they saw him from a distance and before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. But when Reuben heard it, he delivered him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him." Reuben said this so he might rescue Joseph out of their hand and restore Joseph to their father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the long robe with sleeves that he wore, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels carrying gum, balm, and resin on their way to carry it down to Egypt. Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers agreed. When some Midianite traders passed by, they drew Joseph up, lifting him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. The Joseph saga, which is the prequel to Moses and the Exodus, takes up a little over one-fourth of the book of Genesis. And Joseph's story is a dramatic one. It is the stuff of all sorts of Sunday school lessons. The favored child of an aging father, he is a dreamer with plenty of arrogance. His brothers hate him, and they want to kill him. Spared from being murdered, but sold into slavery, Joseph is taken to Egypt, where he's falsely accused and unjustly imprisoned. In prison, he is discovered to possess the great gift of dream interpretation. And when he impresses the Egyptian ruler, the Pharaoh, with his skill, Joseph eventually rises to become second in command over the entire kingdom. Through his shrewd wisdom, not only is the population of Egypt spared from starvation during a multi-year famine, but finally, so are the very brothers who had wanted to kill him. The book of Genesis concludes with Joseph's entire clan resettled within the borders of Egypt. But from today's passage, if we didn't know how the rest of the story would end, we might think that today's episode with Joseph in the pit would be the end. Down in a pit, possibly pleading for his life, the young Joseph's fate is far from certain. The brothers have decided not to kill him, but death by starvation in a pit doesn't seem much like mercy. Then the brothers decide to sell him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver to a passing band of traders. In an amazing bit of irony, this exchange turns out to be an unintended investment in their future survival by the brothers. Their act of heartless cruelty is used by God to become their salvation from starvation a few decades hence. This chapter from Joseph's story is paired in today's Eucharistic lectionary with the story Jesus tells in the book of Matthew about a vineyard owner who leases his property to some evil tenants. When the owner sends representatives to collect the percentage due him, those representatives are summarily beaten and driven out. Eventually, after several attempts, The owner sends his only son, and rather than respecting the son's station, the tenants kill him. And then, leaving no doubt as to who the story was meant to indict, Jesus tells the religious leaders that they are no better than the evil tenants in his story. Fast forward a bit, and Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' own disciples, sells him out to the same leaders for 30 silver coins. Jesus winds up not in a pit, but on a cross. The heartless cruelty initiated by Judas and carried out by the Romans is used by God to become our salvation from sin and death. As it happens, just like every Sunday throughout the year is an opportunity to remember the resurrection of Jesus on the first day of the week, every Friday, and particularly the Fridays in Lent, provides an opportunity to reflect deeply on the sufferings of Jesus on the cross. The pit Jesus enters on Good Friday is not a holding pit like Joseph's was, but it is the pit of death. And the pit of death, our tradition tells us, could not hold him. To reflect upon the cross is to reflect on the power of God to redeem every evil intent of the human heart and subsume that evil under the flood of God's love. On Fridays in Lent, we are reminded that we are resurrected to new life in Jesus because Jesus led the way through the power of the cross, overcame sin and death, and through that overcoming brings us into new life. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that as your Son, Jesus Christ, prayed for his enemies on the cross, so we may have grace to forgive those who wrongfully or scornfully use us, that we ourselves may be able to receive your forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.